online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, it's Lucy Hickmott.
Health officials say a very small amount of the Novichok nerve agent was used in the spy poisoning in Salisbury. We're also told it was delivered in a liquid form and the highest concentration was at the home of Russian double agent Sergei Skripal. Cleanup work is to begin at 9 sites across the city. Sky's crime correspondent Martin Brunt says they're described as secondary areas and the public shouldn't be alarmed.
An analogy was made with putting your finger in ink and then putting your finger on something else, and each touching further dilutes the stuff on your finger. So that's what they think has happened with the Novichok.
Wages are rising faster than prices for the first time in a year. New figures show pay during the 3 months up to February was 2.8% higher than a year before. That's slightly above inflation, which was 2.7%. Meantime, there's been an increase in the number of people in Kent who are out of work. Figures out today show just over 19,500 in the county were claiming Job Seekers Allowance or Universal Credit last month, up 165 on February.
KMFM News.
KMFM's been told apps owned by Facebook have been used in more than half of all recorded child grooming offences in Kent. According to police stats, 57% of offenders in the 71 cases recorded in the county in the first 9 months since a new offence was brought in used apps including WhatsApp and Instagram to target victims. The NSPCC is calling for a mandatory social media code to be brought in. John Brown is from the charity.
We know that the digital secretary, Matt Hancock, is drawing up an internet safety strategy which will bring a safety code for social networks. However, his department has said that the code will be voluntary.
A union claims attacks against hospital staff in England have gone up by 10% in a year. Unison says there are now 200 taking place every day. A man's been taken to hospital with a head injury after being hit with a pool cue at a pub in Ramsgate. It happened at the Earl St Vincent in King Street last Thursday. Police have described the suspect as a 5'7" tall man who spoke with a Scottish accent. They want to hear from any witnesses.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Police officers in Kent are missing out on thousands of rest days, according to new figures. The force says at the end of October last year, its 3,300 officers were owed almost 13,000 days off. The Police Federation says the situation across the country is in crisis. Hundreds of thousands of diesel vehicles are still being driven on Kent's roads despite a proposed ban. Figures seen by KMFM show there were more than 286,000 cars and almost 86,000 vans in the county. The government said it's planning to stop the sale of them by 2040, claiming 40,000 premature deaths are linked to poor air quality every year. Howard Cox from Fair Fuel UK isn't surprised so many of us are still choosing diesel.
Well, diesel cars actually are great cars. That's the point. People use them because it's great miles per gallon. They emit less NOx than petrol, and CO2 levels are fabulous too. They're good for the greenhouse gases.
The owner of Primark says the store has had a remarkable performance in the UK. Their parent company says like-for-like sales were up 3% in the 24 weeks to March. TV stars have joined in an appeal to find a dog that's been stolen from outside a house in Rootham. The 5-year-old Pomeranian called Bear was taken on London Road last Monday. Dragon's Den's Deborah Meaden and former Corrie actress Michelle Keegan have retweeted appeals for information.
Sport
with Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football and Gillingham return to Priestfield tonight for the first of their final two home games of the season. Ollie's got more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
The Jewels will hope to end a run of 6 games without a win when they host Rotherham United. Their opponents sit in 4th in the table and have their sights set on securing a League One playoff spot. Gillingham boss Steve Lovell wants to end the season with a flourish, starting this evening against the Millers at Priestfield.
You want to put on a performance, and that's something that we'll always do, and that's a given, so it won't be no different. The next 4 games won't be doing any different to the last 30 games I've been in charge, so it'll be the same. It's just hopefully that we can finish it up well.
Elsewhere in tonight's League One football, Charlton Athletic look to respond to back-to-back defeats. The Addicts are now 2 points outside the playoff places, ahead of visiting third place Shrewsbury Town. While in the Premier League, Brighton aim to boost their survival chances when they entertain Tottenham. A Spurs win would see them move to within a point of Manchester United in second.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.